Come on, clap right there. Welcome to Gateway Church. Welcome to our Candlelight Christmas service. We're so glad to have you with us, whether you're here, whether you're online, or whether you are watching via Daystar. Thank you for joining us. We love our Daystar family. Glad to have you with us. Hey, aren't you glad to have with us today Natalie Grant? What about Michael Bethany? We also have with us today Danny Gokey. Singing O Holy Night at the end of our service today, Rebecca Hart. And we have with us today C.C. Winans. You're in for a treat today. Let's worship the Lord together. Let's join our hearts, our voices together as we celebrate the newborn King. Jesus was born for us.
Come on, let's sing this out together.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains. And the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Dei.
Born is the King. no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
Jesus, amen.
Amen. Such a wonderful time of year for us to really, truly adore our Savior. Why don't we just take a moment right now? Let's just adore Him. Lord, we worship You. We adore You. Truly, the words of that song, Lord, we put it to practice right now. We adore the one who came 2,000 years ago, was born in a lowly manger, who lived a life on this earth, died a death for us, rose again so that we could live forever with Him. Lord, we adore You, Jesus Christ, right now for who You are and for all that You've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, when I was a kid, my favorite season of the year, I don't know, how many Christmas is your favorite season of the year? When I was a kid, it was my very favorite, and probably primarily not for the right reasons. It was because I loved all the presents I got. I loved it. And you know, I have a son of my own now, and there's been many years that I go shopping or my wife goes shopping, but when I go shopping for my son, so often my wife has accused me of overdoing it. I do too much. How many sometimes can be accused of overdoing it a little much? But you know what? Let me tell you this. God Himself, we could say He overdid it. He sent His own Son so that we could live forever with Him. He gave His life. Jesus came willingly to give His life for us so that truly the reason of Christmas is just this. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. And everlasting is not just a length of time, it's also quality of life. We get to spend forever with our Lord and our Savior. And every day you can open up that gift again and spend time with Jesus. Come on, let's celebrate the fact that He is ours and we are His. Lord, we worship You, we praise You, we bless You today for who You are, for all that You've done. Thank You that You were born 2,000 years ago, lowly in a manger. You rose again on that third day. And today, Lord, we know that one day You will come again, riding in the clouds, where every knee will bow and every tongue confess that You are Lord. Lord, we declare Your Lordship today. Jesus Christ, You are Lord. And we worship You and we celebrate You today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done for us. Well, welcome to Gateway Church. Welcome to our candlelight service. Why don't you turn around, greet one another, tell someone Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Everyone, whether you are at a gathering, a campus, or online, we are so glad you are joining us.
A lot of great things are happening at Gateway. Here are just a few. To stay connected with all that's going on, visit gatewaypeople.com, follow us on social media, and join your campus Facebook group.
If you'd like to give today, you can do that through our website, our mobile app, or one of our offering envelopes at any of our campuses.
There are so many opportunities to grow, connect, and be encouraged. To learn more, stop by Connect Central, text CONNECT to 71010, or visit gatewaypeople.com.
We're so glad you've joined us. Thanks for being here today.
Faith takes personal possession of God's promises. It takes a word and faith said, that's mine.
I'm so glad that we serve a God who's unchangeable even though we go through so many changes.
God's plan and purpose for your life will never change. Nothing can change that.
You don't really truly begin to understand and discover the fullness of the life that Christ has for you until you start to add.
One of the best parts of Christmas is spending time together with the ones we love. That's why this year we're celebrating Christmas weekend services exclusively online, so you can enjoy even more time with your family and friends from the comfort of your home. Starting Christmas Eve, join us as we celebrate our Savior's birth and worship together. Because whether you're near or far, we're one Gateway family wherever we are.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Anybody come to celebrate? Come on, it's Christmas.
Gateway Church, how you doing this afternoon?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. We love being here with you guys.
What a joy it is. Guys, first of all, that was Cece Winans.
I know.
Oh, my word.
Natalie, do you ever feel
Merry
like...
Merry Christmas to me.
Well, do you ever feel like you're just not qualified to be on the stage?
Oh, my goodness.
That made me just feel like, what am I even doing here?
Well, it is a joy and a privilege for us to be here. We just wrapped last night in San Diego, California, our 6th annual Celebrate Christmas Tour. So the fact that we get to be here with you today, what a joy and a privilege. You've been here before, but this is my first time singing at Gateway, and I'm so honored to be here.
I love Gateway Church.
So honored.
I love Pastor Robert Morris. I love what you guys are doing in Dallas. You guys are a lighthouse in this city, and you're making a difference. And so we love Christmas. We love going on tour together.
And we all love Nat King Cole. We do. Why don't you give him a little bit of that?
Let's do that. I love this next song. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the seasons bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if a reindeer really know how to fly.
And so from 1 to 92.
92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I just want to quickly say that it is a joy and an honor to have my husband of 22 years, Mr. Bernie Herms, back there on the piano. Hold back this moment in time
dream what this moment truly means. Heaven and earth, they cradle the infinite joy born on this night. For it only takes one child to forever change the world. He stands beside her. He'd share her pain if he only knew how. He whispers, "I love you," as he gently strokes her brow. He's so scared, but he's so blessed. There's a thundering pride pounding deep in his chest, for he knows 1 million chains could never hold back this moment in time. 1,000 dreams could never dream what this moment truly means. Heaven and earth, they cradle the infinite joy born on this night. For it only takes one child to forever change. Oh, come, let us
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Merry, merry, merry Christmas, and welcome to our candlelight service. I would have to say this has got to be one of my most favorite services that we do all year. I love our candlelight service. I'm so grateful for our special guests this year, Natalie, Cece, and Danny, and obviously Michael and Rebecca with us again. But I just want to tell you about a tradition that's developed around our home at Christmas. The first thing that happened was, as our kids got older, we realized that we were buying them gifts that maybe they didn't always want the gift that we thought they wanted. And so we started setting an amount, and they could buy their own gift with that amount. So we knew it would be something that they wanted. The only problem was we only had three kids. Those three then got married, so my Christmas budget doubled in just a few years to six. Those six then have nine children together, which makes grandchildren, so our three turned into 15. So my Christmas budget is now five. Well, I'm probably digressing here. I probably need some counseling for this area of my life. But anyway, we, with the grandkids, we kind of also developed this little thing. They were too young to just give an amount of money to. So we started buying them what we call a primary gift every year. And for all of the grandkids, it's become, for one of the years, a gaming system, like a Nintendo or PlayStation or something like that. But I remember the very first grandchild, Debbie and I go to buy, this is back when you used to go to stores. Remember, you used to go to stores and not just order online. But anyway, so we're in the store, and this gaming system's $1.99 or $2.99, whatever it was. And I thought, well, that's good. That's a good budget. But then she said, but we also have to buy an extra controller, because it only comes with one. So, you know, she wouldn't be able to play with her friends and or her cousins. And so then she said, and we also need an SD card so that she can save the games. And then we also have to buy some games. And, well, there went the budget. Here's what I realized, though, as I thought about this. You buy the primary gift, and you have the other gifts, but they just kind of aid the primary gift. But what if you had just the other gifts, the extra controller, the SD card, the games, all that, but not the primary gift? I think that's the way we go about Christmas sometime. We forget about the primary gift. We talk about Christmas as a time of love and joy and peace and giving, and it is. But the reason it's about love and about giving is because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The reason it's about peace and joy is because this son shall be to you great joy. This gift is for you and the whole world, and his name is the Prince of Peace. So I just want to remind you, Christmas is about love and giving and peace and joy. But that's because God gave the primary gift. All of those don't really work without the primary gift. And the primary gift is Jesus. And not just Jesus as a babe born and put in a manger, or as Jesus who died on the cross for our sins, but Jesus who is our Savior and our friend and our Prince of Peace, even when we've gone through difficult times. This year, Debbie and I lost some friends to COVID. Last year, I lost my mother. Christmas sometimes can be a very difficult time, but that's when we need to remind ourselves of the primary gift that God gave at Christmas, and that is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you, if you've never received God's primary gift, not just his love, his joy, his peace, and all that is a part of it, but his son. I want to encourage you to receive God's primary gift to you this Christmas, Jesus Christ. I love you guys so much. And I want to again say, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Oh, come. Did you know that you're better?
dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks the new and love's morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, alive, divine, all alive, when Christ
because Jesus, love's pure light, has come to the world and become one of us. His light shines through each of us and in us when we embrace him. You can now blow out your candles.
Taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break for the slave. He's our brother, and in his name all oppression shall.
Thank you.
Come on, let's give another hand for Jesus who was born 2,000 years ago for us. Amen. Wasn't this a great service? I want to remind you on your way out, you can pick up our new devotional that's starting the new year, or The Good Shepherd, both for kids and adults. If you're joining us online or on Daystar, you can go to gatewaydevotions.com, download it there, or you can also go to YouVersion. I want to remind you also next weekend at Gateway Church, our services are online only. We are starting on Christmas Eve, Friday at 9 a.m. You can view the service. Gather your friends and your family together and enjoy our Christmas service together. We have prayer down here in the front as you leave and also at all of our overflow rooms, or you can text your prayers to 71010. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you that you were born 2,000 years ago for us. We celebrate you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.